Saw a recent story in Newton, New Jersey caught my attention that makes me think, are we presenting something as a good thing, but it's, in fact, taking our eye off the ball, off of a problem, and delaying a solution to the problem? Example, Newton Police Department, they used what's called Narcan to revive a 51-year-old man who was unconscious after overdosing on heroin. Twice in 3 days. Now, Narcan, that's a program that started back in April 2014. It was first in Ocean and Monmouth counties, then wound up being a statewide program under the jurisdiction of county prosecutors. That was an order from Governor Christie back in 2014, June, I think it was. And there was initial reluctance from some of the officials statewide because of the what they thought it was placing heavy liability on police officers who would be administrating the medication, but then the legislature took care of that by indemnifying the administrating of the drug in life-threatening situations. It's the Overdose Protection Act that was signed into law back in May of 2013. So it's all well and good that something like Narcan is available and has been developed, so that if someone does fall into a near-death state like this individual in Newton was two times, that they could be revived or receive medical care. But then the question becomes, are we starting to pay too much attention or place too much time and weight on facilitating, well, now they're called addicts. Back in the day, you would call them a junkie. But the relabeling seems to be a little more user-friendly. And are we using enough proper resources to combat and prevent the junkie or the addict from developing a situation that leads to two revivals in the course of 3 days? Now, while there are organizations like the Center for Prevention and Counseling in Sussex County that provide the education and the insight into addictions, does treating an addiction as an illness instead of a crime indeed solve the problem? Yeah, I know you can call this one of those wait-and-see situations, but the unfortunate and real truth is there are some addicts out there who don't have that much time to wait and see.